Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, July 8th. Coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court claims NEET integrity compromised, retest for all if beneficiaries of exam paper leak are not identified. Mumbai hit and run accused may have been helped by father, who is a Shinde Shiv Sena leader. Shankaracharya defends Rahul Gandhi on Hinduism remarks a day before the Congress leader visits Manipur and Assam. And Russia on PM Modi's visit to Moscow. First up, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud stated in the court, there was no doubt that the sanctity of NEET, the examination process of NEET UG 2024, was lost. He also said there will be a retest for all if the beneficiaries of the exam paper leak cannot be identified, going ahead to even give suggestions to the National Testing Authority to spot the beneficiaries. He also suggested a multidisciplinary probe panel for the same. The Supreme Court heard petitions seeking cancellation of the NEET exam for medical courses today. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud questioned the NTA if the leak was widespread or contained. At the beginning of the hearing, CJI requested to understand the matter fully. He then said, and I quote, "My understanding is that a grace mark was given to 1563 students as they were given the wrong question paper. There was a loss of time till the correct exams." Adding, these marks were cancelled and retest was organised, so why were the petitioners again seeking a retest? Senior advocate Narendra Huda, appearing for petitioners, said that the fraud is at a systematic level and the beneficiaries have not been identified from the innocent students. The Chief Justice of India responded, and I quote, "If the sanctity of the examination has been lost, if we are not able to identify candidates who are guilty of wrongdoing, then a retest has to be ordered." The top court said three questions need to be answered to identify all the red flags in the process to identify the beneficiaries of the fraud. They took note of the six students who got full marks in NEET 2024 but were a part of those who got grace marks. After the retest of the 1563 students, these students did not score the perfect mark. First, the CJI requested to know the process of paper distribution in national and abroad centres, adding that all 23 lakh students who sat for the exam cannot be involved in the fraud, but if the paper was leaked electronically, then it would be quite widespread. Quote, "If the leak is taking place through Telegram, through WhatsApp or social media or electronic means of communication, it spreads like wildfire." Unquote. Then he listed the ways to spot the red flags, one of which is the 67 students who scored 720 out of 720, adding that all may not be at fault and some may be exceptionally bright students, but it is concerning that so many students got the perfect score. The second red flag, he said, was exam centres. He asked if a student can change their centres to one far away for no other apparent reason. A third way to identify leaks would be a student who scored perfect in, let's say, two subjects and zero or extremely low in other two, claiming that it is highly unlikely that a bright student would forget to prepare for two subjects while scoring near perfect in another two. Passing the short order, the CGI said, and I quote, "We are of the view that an order on merits would have to be deferred. The NTA is directed to make full disclosure before the court. It is in three areas. First is the nature of leak, places where the leak took place, and the lag of time between the leak and the conduct of exam." Adding, quote, "We are also of the view that the CBI shall file a status report before this court on the status of investigation as on today and the material which has come to them so far." Unquote. Notably, the CBI has so far arrested six people from four different states allegedly related to the exam paper leak. And next, six teams are looking for the main accused in Mumbai's BMW hit and run, which killed a woman. The accused is allegedly missing since the incident. Mihisha, the son of Shinde Shiv Sena, was allegedly drunk when he hit a scooty carrying a husband and wife. His father was produced before the court, where prosecution alleged the political leader made the driver switch seats with the accused. While the damaged car was recovered later by the police around 10 kilometers away from the accident spot, Mihir fled from there, though it is not clear how or with whose help. According to the investigation so far, Mihisha drank at a bar in Juhu late Saturday night and his driver picked up the high-end BMW car. At Worli, he insisted that he would drive and took the wheel. The victim, Mr. and Mrs. Nakwa, were Koliwada residents who sold fish for a living. They were on their way back from Sassoon Dock when the BMW crashed into their scooter. Kaveri Nakwa was run over and dragged by the BMW as it fled the scene. She was rushed to a hospital where doctors declared her dead. A lookout notice has been issued for Mihir Shah, while Father Rajesh Shah was arrested after he did not cooperate with the cops in their investigation, it is learnt. Police sources reveal the son called his father multiple times after the incident and his phone has been switched off ever since. The victim's husband broke down while speaking to the media, claiming the accused are powerful people, he will suffer and no one will do anything. The victim is survived by her husband and two children. Maharashtra Chief Minister and Sena leader Eknath Shinde has termed the incident unfortunate and assured strict action. He said, and I quote, "Law will take its own course. Everyone is equal before the law," unquote. A case has been registered under the new criminal code Bhartiya Nyaya Samhita under sections relating to culpable homicide not amounting to murder, rash driving and destruction of evidence, among others. Provisions of the Motor Vehicles Act have also been invoked. However, Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray went to Worli police station to speak with the cops. He said afterwards, and I quote, "I will not go into the political leanings of Shah, the accused of the hit and run. But I hope the police will act swiftly and catch the accused, bring him to justice. Hopefully there will be no political refuge by the regime," unquote. And next, days after Rahul Gandhi's combative speech in the Lok Sabha, Swami Abhimukteshwar Nanda, the 46th Shankaracharya of Jyotirmath, has come out in support of the Congress leader. Mr. Gandhi had made some comments during his motion of thanks for the president's address, and he had accused BJP leaders of allegedly dividing people on communal lines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had denounced the speech and said that Rahul Gandhi has branded the entire Hindu community as violent. However, the Shankaracharya denies this. He said on Sunday, and I quote, "We listened attentively to Rahul Gandhi's entire speech. He unequivocally emphasizes that Hinduism rejects violence," unquote. In a video that has not gone viral on social media, the religious leader also criticized what he called selective decimation of Mr. Gandhi's speech, urging accountability for those who distort facts. Quote, "Presenting only fragments of Gandhi's statement is misleading and unethical," unquote. He said and added that those responsible should be punished. Meanwhile, Mr. Gandhi is visiting the flood-hit areas of Manipur and Assam. In Assam, he met internally displaced people being sheltered at a school in Jiribam. The Congress party said in a post on X, quote, "He offered support in their darkest hour." And his third visit to ethnic violence-hit Manipur, they said, quote, "shows his unwavering commitment to the people's cause." Later, Mr. Gandhi flew to the state capital, Imphal, from where he went to Moirang in Bishnupur district. He also went to Churachandrapur district to meet more people living in relief camps affected by the flood. He is also scheduled to meet Manipur Governor Anusuya Uki later this evening and hold a press conference at the Congress office in Imphal after the meet. The Congress party had raised the question of Manipur violence in Lok Sabha multiple times this session. The ethnic violence that began in May 2023 between the valley-dominant Methi community and the nearly two dozen tribes known as Kukis, a term given by the British in colonial times, dominant in some hill areas of Manipur, has killed over 222 people and internally displaced over 50,000. Breaking from breaking news, inspired by the Iron Man superhero character, a man in China used magnets to remove metal shards embedded in his thigh but ended up in a hospital. The daring attempt of the man surnamed Jiang amused many social media users in China, as per a report in South China Morning Post. Jiang was injured in an industrial explosion in Wuhan. However, instead of going to the hospital, Jiang followed the superhero and tried extracting the shards with a strong magnet. What he forgot was the fact that even in the world of fiction, Iron Man ultimately did undergo surgery. His solution only resulted in more pain, eventually forcing him to seek emergency treatment at a Wuhan Purin hospital. Now back to news. As Prime Minister Modi has departed for Russia for a two-day visit for summit-level talks with President Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin has said the West was watching the trip with jealousy. Prime Minister Modi will be in Moscow from July 8 to 9th at the invitation of President Putin for the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. It is PM Modi's first visit to Russia since its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest, the Ministry of External Affairs said in New Delhi on Thursday while announcing the high-level summit visit starting on Monday. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said in an interview with Russia's state-run TV channel that Russian-Indian relations are at a level of strategic partnership. He said that there would be both one-on-one talks in the Kremlin and those involving delegations. Mr. Peskov also emphasized that the West is closely and jealously watching Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia. Quote, they are jealous. That means they are closely monitoring it. Their close monitoring means they attach great importance to it. And that they are not mistaken, there is something to attach great importance to, Mr. Peskov said in response to a question about the jealous attitude of Western politicians towards Prime Minister Modi's visit to Russia, the TASS report stated. Notably, India has so far remained neutral in the Russia-Ukraine war, with Prime Minister Modi holding telephonic conversations with both Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, just ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit, Russia launched dozens of missiles at cities across Ukraine, in an attack that killed at least 20 people and smashed into a children's hospital in Kyiv, officials said. The rare daytime Russian barrage came as President Volodymyr Zelensky was due in Warsaw, the Polish government said, before he flies to NATO summit in Washington. AFP reported that explosions ran out and black smoke could be seen rising from the center of Kyiv. Pictures distributed by officials from the children's medical facility in Kyiv showed people digging through mounds of rubble, black smoke billowing over a destroyed building, and medical staff wearing blood-stained scrubs. And lastly, the BCCI had announced a reward prize of Rs. 125 crore for Team India, soon after the men in blue won the International T20 World Cup, and many wondered, who will get the money? Turns out, almost everyone involved. Apart from the playing 11 Yashasvi Jaiswal, Sanju Samson, and Yuzvendra Chahal, who were in the squad but did not play a single game, will also get a share of the reward money. All the players are getting Rs. 5 crore each. The unsung heroes, the backroom staff, will be recognized, with each member receiving Rs. 2 crore for their contribution. The wise minds of the selection committee who put together the World Cup winning team, headed by Ajit Agarkar, will also get a share in the spoils, with each member getting Rs. 1 crore for their role in curating the winning team. Finally, the reserve players who push the starters to perform their best will be presented with Rs. 1 crore each. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.